This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the beautiful speech. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the beautiful speech in the Islamic lifestyle. If we want to have the Islamic lifestyle, if we want to live as a best Muslim, it is necessary that we choose the beautiful words, and therefore when we speak beautifully. We need to deliver the beautiful speech when talking to the people, when socializing with the people, even with the kids as well. Therefore, it is necessary that we take care of all these things. And why is it necessary? It is because it is said that if you want to speak first, you need to think. Think before you speak. And that is what also said in the narrations as well, where it is said that لِسَانُ الْعَاقِلِ وَرَاءَ قَلْبِهِ. The tongue of an intellectual is behind his heart. وَقَلْبُ الْأَحْمَقِ. And the heart of the fool is behind his tongue. Therefore, when it is said that the heart of the intellectual is behind his heart and the heart of the fool is behind his tongue, it means that the fool does not think before he speaks. And that's why when we see there are people who just speak and they do not care what they are saying, and later they realize what they have said was wrong, now they cannot do anything. Therefore, in the Islam, it is given importance to the matter of having the beautiful speech. On the other hand, when we say that the beautiful speech is been recommended by Islam, it means that it should be under the boundaries of the Islam. The words that we use should not be the prohibited words or forbidden words, and therefore it should be the words that are allowed, because there are specific words which we cannot use when we are talking because it is unethical. Therefore, not using unethical words is also the part of having a good speech. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of beautiful speech in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary that when we talk to the people, we use the good words. And these words that we use, the speech that we do, and the use of the word, it should be according to the Islamic ethics and Islamic teachings. It shouldn't be something that has been forbidden in Islam. And therefore, we see that there are many examples in the history that when the questions were asked, the people, when they used to answer, in the best way. For example, from the uncle of the Prophet, his uncle Abbas, once it was asked from him, who is oldest? And therefore, when he replied, he said that the Prophet is senior, although I was born before him. Now, this shows that when he's answering the person, he's telling them that even if I am older than the Prophet, but because he is the Prophet of the God, he is senior. So these examples shows us that even when you want to speak, when you want to talk, you need to choose good words. And these good words, where do they come from? They come from pondering, they come from thinking, they come from reading, they come from, you know, socializing with those who give importance to the literature. So sometimes we know people who read a lot of books, but they don't know how to use the words. And those words, it comes from thinking. You know, when we think before we speak, we think about which word I need to use, which fits the best and which conveys my message. On the other hand, the very important thing about the good speech or the beautiful speech is that it should be with the truth. It cannot be with the falsehood. You know, in the Quran, Allah has said that, why you say something that you do not perform yourself? Which means that what we say, we need to practically show that We really believe in this, and that's why we say. Sometimes we see people who talk a lot, who, for example, advise people for many things, but they themselves do not perform those things. And this is the time where we need to, inshallah, think that we need to perform or have the things in our actions, and later we need to say that to the people. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.